Very good afternoon and welcome to this Tuesday programme. Well, coming up, even though it's a topic that has received much coverage over the past few years, injury remains the leading cause of child and infant fatality for the region, and the majority of these injuries occur at home. Well, with Ramadan also approaching, the increase of burns is expected to rise in the emergency departments as well. So I'm going to be speaking this afternoon, my first guest, with Tracy Fountain, who is the founder of Back to Basics, and also Reem Abu Shaheen, who is their training manager. They have some fantastic programs that they'll put together for how to teach first aid, how to really educate parents and the community on the different milestones that children face, the hazards also that they face in the home. And we'll also be having a bit of a focus on both practical and behavioural factors within the home that can greatly impact the child's safety. So that's my first guest this afternoon. Back to Basics, learning about how to protect your child in the home. Well, coming up also on the programme, the Green Team, it's at 12.30 today, a little bit earlier, just because we have a pretty big show, so we wanted to increase the time to squeeze all our guests in. Well, the Green Team is a weekly environment show. It's every Tuesday here on Dubai Eye, and each week we take a look at all the eco stories of the week and welcome you to share with us some of your good green ideas. Today we'll be focusing on plastic, as it's International Plastic Bag Free Day. But what is happening here in the UAE in terms of trying to reduce the use of plastic bags and also changing consumer habits? Well, we hope to get your thoughts on how you think you can eradicate plastic bags, or we can eradicate plastic bags. And do you still use them? If you do, why do you use plastic bags? What do you think would be a good solution in order to try to reduce the amount of bags used in the UAE? Maybe I can give you a few quick figures on how many bags that we do use. Apparently, current figures stated by the Ministry of Environment and Water for 2010 say that the UAE population consumes 11 billion bags per year. 11 billion, can you imagine? Of which 46.7% are biodegradable products and 53.3% are non-biodegradable bags. So think of all those, like 5.5 billion bags out there in the environment, in the sea, just floating around for years and years and years. Well, to talk to us about this subject today, of course, my co-host Tatiana Abella, who's co-founder and managing director of Goombook.com, will be with me as always. We also have an interview from this morning with Dr. Richard Perry, who's the executive director for Environmental Information Science and Outreach at the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi. Colette Shannon, who's the marketing manager for Spinneys, will be on the phone as well. And Winston Price, who's the general manager for Eco Polymers, who in fact are the company who make biodegradable plastic bags, will be in the studio. And also Melanie Salmon, who's founder of Global Ocean, who will be joining us and talking to us just about some of the main reasons why we need to stop using plastic bags and the major causes that they can have for marine life. So that's our focus for the Green Team this week. But throughout the programme, we'd love to hear from you at any point. If you'd like to join us, please feel free to do so. You can text in on 40001. Well, let me now introduce my first guest this afternoon. It's a pleasure, in fact, to welcome to the studio Tracy Fountain, who is the founder of Back to Basics. Tracy, welcome to you. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Reem Abu Shaheen, who is the training manager also with Back to Basics. Reem, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you both. Very, very valuable, I think. I mean, it's such a fantastic programme, I think, that you've founded and set up. But before we get into just some of the hazards, and I know some of the perhaps advice that you can share with us today and about some of the courses that you offer, just give us an idea about why you started Back to Basics. What prompted you to do so?
I guess having children myself, first of all, sort of more than 4 years ago, I think when you have your first child, you do look at the world in a very different way. Especially, you know, being here with that family, you know, the reliance on you know, sort of friends and help, domestic staff. You know, I started to look at really how do we make sure that our children are safe, that they grow up with a safety culture. And I quickly came to realise as I was going back to work that, you know, personally, we need to put in a lot more work with the support that we had at home, and also in education, everyone in the house to keep the children safe. So it all really started off as a personal project, and then sort of took a life of its own over the last few years.
Wow. And it's grown, hasn't it, incredibly, from offering various different workshops and courses, working with corporations. So it's not just safety at home now, is it? It's also, I think, working, well, everyone, safety within your life, really, isn't it? And these great first aid courses that you're offering for infants and for children. Why don't you take us through that? Because I know you've actually just had a whole series of programmes, haven't you, that have been happening. But you've got some more coming up as well.
Yes, yeah, we run programmes for the community every month. We're also working closely with leading organisations across the UAE who, you know, have volumes of staff who also get affected. Obviously, if there's a child injury at home, it infects everybody, you know, from the employer to the employee, and you know, emotional states as well. So you know, we've just this month launched a campaign with Dubai Aluminium, who's extended training to the community and also to their own employees. We're working very closely now with government departments, also in Ras Al Khaimah, in Sharjah, Abu Dhabi. We've got tremendous amount of support from them. And what's great is they're actually now, you know, considering child injury prevention under the new law of child protection.
Right.
And obviously community outreach programmes are key, which have been missing across the whole region, really, up until now.
We're going to have to take a quick break. I have to see if I can locate a mobile in the studio. Something is going on. I can hear this terrible noise. I do apologise. Let's see if we can sort that out. And we'll come back. We'll talk further with Tracy and also with Reem from Back to Basics.